Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Karish reporting. The United Nations was forced to postpone planned medical evacuations in eastern Aleppo Friday because security assurances were not given by groups fighting in the city, although UN officials did not identify which groups that was. On Thursday, Russia ordered that a humanitarian pause in Aleppo be extended for another 24 hours. UN and Red Cross trucks packed with supplies have been sitting near the Turkish border for weeks, awaiting guarantees they can safely deliver their relief supplies. Authorities in Ethiopia have arrested at least 1,600 people under a state of emergency declared October 8th. Human Rights Watch says the state of emergency may be formalizing a government policy that began when protests erupted a year ago. Jill Craig reports from Nairobi.
The Ethiopian government's response to protests that have spread over the past year was to implement a six-month state of emergency restricting expression, speech, and movement. Security forces are permitted to detain and search suspects in their homes without a court order. The United States has voiced concern about the restrictions and the authorization of detentions without warrants, saying the tactics would further enshrine the type of response that has failed to ameliorate the recent political crisis. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met in Ankara on Friday and discussed the need to increase military cooperation between the two countries in the campaign to defeat Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. Carter's trip to Ankara comes as the U.S. is increasingly worried about tensions between Turkey and Iraq surrounding the campaign to retake the city of Mosul from IS fighters. Turkey wants to have a larger role, but Iraq is opposed to